The sicha we will learning today is in Likutei Sichos Chelek Chof Dalet, the second sicha to Parshas Ekev. If in posik Yashem alekeichem hu alekeo alekim geimer asher leyisafonim alikach sheichat, the posik says that Hashem your God is the God of gods, and He leyisafonim, He will not show any favor, leikach sheichat will not take bribery. Actually, there's a posik that comes behemshach to psukim before. Before that, it says, what does Hashem want from you? Only to be afraid of Hashem, have Yiras Shamayim. And Rashi explains that it means, even though you did all that, all kinds of things that are not so good, nevertheless, Rashi says it means Hashem still loves you. And from all your sins that you did, Rashi says, all he asks is of you to fear Hashem. And then the Pasukim continues that you have to keep the mitzvahs, etc. Then the Pasuk says, the one that we just started with, Hashem alekeichem hu alekeo alekim adeinu adeinu, Hashem, your God is the God of gods, and He's the master of all masters. Hakel hagodel hagibel v'haneira, He's the Abish, the God that's great, big, great, strong, and awesome. And then the words are, the literal translation is he doesn't show his face, meaning it means he doesn't show favoritism and he does not take bribery. Zokt Rashi, so on this pasuk, Rashi says, and the Rebbe quotes the words that Rashi quotes from the pasuk and Rashi's commentary, and then another few words, another Dibur HaMaskal, another piece of Rashi, he quotes the pasuk and he says commentary. And this is what he does. Rashi zokt Rashi leyisafonim. He quotes the words in posik that the Eibishter is leyisafonim. He doesn't show favoritism. Im tifrekoy Rashi adds, if you will throw off Eloi his yoke, if you throw off the yoke of Hashem, He will not show favor to you. He will not show favoritism. Then Rashi quotes the words veleyikach sheichad. He doesn't. He will not take bribes. Lefaisim b'moment, to appease him with money. This is what Rashi says. So the Rebbe is going to go into both of these Rashas and ask all kinds of questions, and they come out the pshat the way the Rashi goes behemshach. Both Rashas go together, but he's going to explain the pshat. But first, the Rebbe says dafim fashem and dafashtein. We have to understand here. Vos is Rashi mechadesh mizogin as leisafonim is im tifreko eli. What is Rashi trying to tell us as something that we otherwise wouldn't know? So something new. Rashi is telling us that when will Hashem not show favor if you throw off His yoke? Well, obviously, when denzel the Rebbe should not nase upon himself. When else should Hashem not show His favor to you? B'shas mis mekayim teira mitzvahs. If you are doing teira mitzvahs, would we even think that the Rebbe says that the pasuk says the Rebbe will not show favoritism to you if you keep mitzvahs? Certainly, He will. So when He says He will not show, obviously, when you throw off His yoke, when you don't keep mitzvahs. Umayka mashmalan. So what's Rashi teaching us? How else would we learn pshat in the pasuk? Zog Meforshim, so the Meforshim explained, as Rashi kumba voran and dos shteit leisaponim umfri and bichaskein mishteit yisa shefanim alecha. Rashi is basically trying to answer a kasha that someone might have when he learns this posik. This posik says that Eibishter leisaponim. Eibishter does not show favor to people. But it's a contradiction. We learned earlier Pasha Balaisho, so Aminosei, there, Rashi, the Pasuk says, Yiso Hashem ponev alecha, part of the Birchas Kehanim, of the blessings of the Kehanim, it says, Yiso Hashem ponev alecha, Hashem will turn His face to you, will show favoritism. And here it says that Hashem does not show, Le Yiso ponev. Is it Rashi Mefaras? That's what Rashi explains. Is that Dois Andesh? Here is the difference. No Kasha. Because here we're talking, here we're talking if you throw off His yoke. And obviously over there we're talking where He doesn't throw. So if you don't throw off His yoke, you have the yoke of Hashem, then He will show you favoritism. And if you do throw off a yoke, He will not show. That's why Rashi says it. But the Rebbe says it's about Alsin movement, still not understood. Ma'ika Mashmala, what is he still telling us? This itself is understood. As is L'chore Muvmayatzme as Le Yiseponim is in Tifrukaila. It's self understood that when will Hashem not show His favoritism to you if you throw off His yoke? Whether we're trying to answer this theory or not, but this thing that Rashi is trying to tell us, see, all the status that the Meforshim give answers why Rashi says it, to answer the Kasha. But the answer to that Kasha is self-understood. That when will Hashem lay yis upon him if you don't do what he wants? Basically, if you throw off his yoke. Especially when Rashi goes, the Pasuk goes at length in Parsha B'chukeisa. So anything that we learned before, the Rebbe always learns that Rashi assumes that people will remember. Anybody who learns any Pasuk remembers everything he learned before. In Parsha B'chukeisa, we learned that if you do mitzvah b'chukeisa, etaleichem nesati gishmeichem vitam, if you do mischukim, Hashem will give you the rain, he'll give you everything, he will show you his favoritism. He will be show favor to you. So we already know from there that if you do mitzvahs, you show favor. So when it says leis upon him, obviously when you don't do mitzvahs. So it's self-obvious. So the teretz of the mafarshim are not the real teretz. It's still a question that why does Rashi have to answer this kasha when it's self-understood? Then the Rebbe says, wait, another thing. Another problem we have here. We're saying that Rashi is trying to answer, how come by Birchas Keinim it says, yisra Hashem po nevelecho, and here it says leisa. There it says he will show his favor, and here it says not. Is it true that over there we're showing, and the answer is that over there we're talking when you do everything right, so he'll show leis upon him. Here we're talking when you don't do things right, he'll leis upon him. It's not so posh, the Rebbe says. Yisra Hashem po nevelecho, when the posting by Birchas Keinim says Hashem will show his face, will show favor to him, to you. Taich Rasha, so Rasha says, yichbeish kaise, it means that Hashem will hold back his anger. In other words, we're talking about somebody that Hashem is angry at him. And never let the Pasuk say that he will hold back his anger. Kum says it comes out, as dor teretzich and afal as yisdo kaise. Over there, we're talking where Hashem is angry. Obviously, there is a reason why he should be angry, which is why, because you're behaving against the will of Hashem. And still the Pasuk, Hashem will show his favor to you. So we're back to the kasha. The whole answer to the kasha is that over there is talking where you're good, and here you're talking not so good. There, so there, yis Hashem. And here, if you're not good, leis, so. But where Rashi himself says over there that you're not good there either. So therefore, the stira is back. In both places, it's talking where you're not doing the right thing. And nevertheless, over there it says, yis Hashem, he will show you favor, and here it says he won't. That's concerning the first piece of Rashi. Now the Rebbe says, "Eight nafim frashtein in them tzvaitin pirish for Rashi." We also have to understand the second piece of Rashi. And Rashi quotes the pasuk, "Lo yikach sheicha." Hashem will not take any bribe. Lefaisi b'mamis. Rashi explains it means you can't appease him with money. Now luchura here, Rashi is telling us two things that the pasuk didn't say. He's trying to explain when they say he doesn't take sheicha. So Rashi says, "What does it mean? You can't appease him." That's number one. A second thing he says, with what can't you appease him? With money. So the Rebbe is going to explain like this. Could ask a kasha. Why does Rashi have to ask, add the word lefaise? Rashi could have said, he won't take any money. Why does Rashi have to add lefaise? What does it add? Well, obviously, why do you give someone sheikh? Why would someone give a judge sheikh? Because you want to do the same thing. You want him to paskin like you. He wants you to take your side. So why does Rashi add? He says, that's not a problem. He says, it's very clear why Rashi has to add it. Hagamas in Pasuk, Retzavim Sheikhat, and the Pasuk is talking about Sheikhat. So that's another problem here. So Sheikhat, why is Sheikhat Lefaise? And as we'll see in a second, what the Rebbe says here, there's two things. There's the concept of trying to have the judge paskin against the din in your favor. And then there's another thing, you want to appease him. You want to appease him means that even though you're guilty, but you want to appease him to make him say, overlook your problem you did. The Pasuk says, Sheikhat, Rashi Taiches Lefaise. So he says, not a problem what Rashi is telling us. Is Viderom is Mavayir, a movement past like Erbiyom is Rashi explains, and that's very simple to understand. As Sheikhat, B'chom Mokim, he says like this, Sheikhat, when it says bribes, wherever we're talking about, Dayan Basar B'dom, we're talking Sheikhat by a regular human judge, Kem Meinen, it could mean one of the two, or Lezakis Asachayev, or to make someone who's guilty, to make him innocent against the din, ivus hadin, paskening the din crookedly. That's one way that sheikhat could work. Or the lavate leinsha, or somebody who deserves to be punished, and you give sheikhat in order that he should overlook the punishment. So you know what, you're taka guilty, and you deserve to be punished, but I'll pasken that you don't have to get punished. So he's not making the din crooked, he's saying the din, but he's overlooking it. So that's by a regular judge. Hashem is Baruch, Layipul Beil Zakis Asachayev. By the Ebrisha, you can't say that he should be Mezakeh, he should make a person who's Chayev, who's guilty, make him innocent. Rak Levat HaRainish. By him, what kind of sheikhad might person think you could give the Eibishter that he should overlook the punishment? He should not punish you, even though you deserve to be punished. Ribbis Rasha Madgish, Rasha stresses at the posik retveg as a sheikhad was taken as lafayas. But the posik, when it says he doesn't take sheikhad, doesn't mean he doesn't take money to paskin against the deen. Obviously, the Eibishter won't do that. It means he doesn't take money to be mafayas. Does haste vitroinish to overlook the punishment we have to get? We're not talking about that you might think you could give bribery to the Eibishter to make someone who's chayev guilty, to make him zakeh, to make him innocent. From those darf on the chayels, on that you don't have to say for sure the Eibishter won't do that. But we're trying to say maybe you could give the Eibishter sheikha somehow and he will overlook the punishment that you deserve. And that's what the Pasuk tells you, you can't do that. So we know why Rasha changes the word. The Pasuk says, La'yikach sheikh, and Rasha adds the word, Lefaisa, you can't appease him, to tell you that the Havamina, even the first thought that you might do something with Sheikhat is only Lefaisa, and that he doesn't do either. But that's what you might think. So that's when he gave the first word that he says, Lefaisa. Why Rasha adds the word money, that you can't appease him with money? Kekusha Sharon, like the Ron, Rabbi Yom Mizrach Ataka asks, I don't understand money. What does money fit by Hashem? When you think you give him money? And then he adds a second part to the question. Why didn't he say something that makes more sense? He doesn't take sheikh. It means you can't do a mitzvah and get rid of the aveira. You might want to give him sheikh. You did an aveira. You deserve to be punished. So you know what? You'll do a mitzvah. You'll do another mitzvah, thinking that by doing the mitzvah, he'll overlook the punishment of the aveira. That's what Rashi could have said. That makes sense. You might think that. But to think that you could give the Eibishter money, what kind of havamin is that? That's the kasha he asks. And that kasha the Rebbe also asks here. Why does Rashi add, what does Rashi mean with saying the moment? Eich, another question. We know the rule that Rashi quotes from the posuk whenever he makes a comment on anything, only those words from the posuk which are important to his pirush, or it's important to the kasha, or it's important to Rashi's teretz, but only those words, nothing extra. So in our case, why does Rashi quote from the posuk the word v'lei yikach? He quotes v'lei yikach sheichad. Why v'lei yikach? Sein pirush do is nor ben negein avot sheichad. All he's trying to explain, what does sheichad mean? So he says two things here. Adosis pius. Number one, as we said before, that the sheikhad we're talking about is a sheikhad of pious, trying, thinking that you could have Hashem overlook your punishment. So Irasha says that's what sheikhad here means. And the second thing, the pious by shleituch mammon, and whatever the pshat is, but he means that you might think you could appease him with money. So Rasha should have just quoted from the pasuk sheikhad, and Rasha should have said pious by mammon, that you might think you could do pious, you could have him overlook the punishment, you could appease him with money. Why does Rashi also bring the words from the pasuk v'lei yikach? Then the Rebbe says like this: if the kasha amura for Rom and the previous kasha that the Rebbe Yom Mizrachi asks, he says, "What's mammon? What does Rashi mean money? How could you think you could give Hashem money?" If in the Mefarshim comment to Ritzim, we find in Mefarshim many answers to that kasha. What Rashi means. One teretz is mit moment of ergemein das bringen akkordem zu Eibishter. And Rashi says you might think that you could give money, bribery to the Eibishter, money means bringing a korban. Korban costs money. So when it says moment, Rashi says moment, it means you'll use money to buy a korban and you'll bring a korban and you'll appease Hashem by the korban. And the posik lost and said them it had nazeber chashoyim teiv. And the posik says no, Hashem doesn't do that, because as another posik says, Mishlei zeber chashoyim teiv means a korban of a rosha is disgusting. That means that the korban itself will not help. As long as he didn't do tshuva, the korban doesn't count. So that's what the pasuk means. And that's what Rashi means when he says that you don't think that you can be mafayas and appease him with money. He means you could appease him with the korban. The pasuk means that the korban is not enough. You'll have to spend money, but it doesn't help. You got to do tshuva also. That's one pshat that Rashi means. The second pshat is the rinya from the faisi be mama main kilosh nakosu friyer v'ikhali truma. When it means giving money, it means they wish to give money. That's kasha that the Ram asked. He says like this. It means the Pasuk says by the donations of the Mishkan, it says, Vayikhu li truma. You shall take, which means give me truma. Oh, so here we see a way of giving Hashem money. If you give him money for the Mishkan, that's what the Pasuk says. Yeder mama was mismagdish lili shmi. Any money that you magdish, you desecrate, you consecrate, I guess the word is, to be magdish, you put it aside for me, which is Latorcha Mishkan, for the needs of the Mishkan, of the Bisa Migdosh, that's called giving him money. The Pasuk Zokt, and that's what the Pasuk is saying. As mit nisinas momen legaveya, by giving money to the Eibishter, which is for the Eibishter's things, you can't take away the punishment of the Aveda you did, only unless you do tshuva, but without tshuva not. And that's what Rashi means. That's another pshat. You can't appease him with money, meaning by giving money to for inyonim of the Eibishter. A third pshat, what he means, momen meint yeder mitzvah sifarbonim at this moment. What Rashi says, you can't appease him with money, means with mitzvahs. Any mitzvah that costs money, you think, oh, I'm going to spend money on a mitzvah. Okay, Debashi will take away my punishment. You can't do that. As a tzedakah case, let's say you'll give tzedakah. Okay, now, like we said before, Ados is nitpasvik. And as I said before, the Pasuk is telling you, the way Rashi learns that that's not enough. You also have to do tshuva, but just giving tzedakah and doing using money for mitzvahs, that's not going to be enough that Debashi should take away the punishment. That's how they learn. So we have three pshat in here. Ober zog the Rebbe, but it roots in farant for norem chelak atofel for kushas haram. But this only answers the second, the smaller question. As we said before, the Rom asked basically two questions. One, first of all, what do you mean give the Eibishter money? How could you think he'll give the Eibishter money? He'll take away the punishment. How do you give the Eibishter money? The second question, why didn't he make it a better pshat? The better pshat would have been that you might think you could appease Hashem by doing a mitzvah. You have a did an aveda, so you want to get rid of the punishment, you'll do a mitzvah. That would make sense. So the teres that they give is only to answer the first shot, the first question, the tofel, the secondary question. How would you hear such a thing? How's it possible to give money to the Eibishter? So we had three answers what it means. But the main question still remains. Since we said the reason why a person might think that you could give money to Hashem and that'll be a sheichad is nitvi momen by bosav adom. It's not like sheichad of a person by a person. When you give a judge money, why will the judge? Why do you think that it'll help? But the dayon tatielas from the momen gufet. The judge gains; he gets money. So you might think I'll give him money, and that'll help. It'll take away my punishment, etc. But here it's not like that. According to the pshat is, why do you think that you could appease him with the money? According to all the pshatim, because you're going to do something good with the money, that's why you think. So the basically here, the point is not the money. The point is the mitzvah that you'll be doing. It'll use for a mitzvah. Gibracht akorm, that you use the money for a korm. Or the other pshatim, or you gave it for the mishkan, or you gave it tzedakah. So if anyway the point of the Pasuk is that you might think you bribe Hashem by doing a mitzvah, if I was told Rasha is mitzvah by moments, why does Rasha say money? So it's the mitzvah aspect of it. Why would we think that money that makes a mitzvah, that is for the sake of a mitzvah, is more svara that you might think it might appease the Eibishter? It's not the money of it. It's the money that you use for a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah. So any mitzvah. So we're back to the question that he asked. The Rom, the second question he asked, why didn't he say, Layikach Sheikhad ha mitzvah bavur aveira? You think you'll do a mitzvah and it'll take away the punishment from the aveira. Why does Rashi mention money? Obifrat leikin pirish as a sretzich vegan akorban. Certainly, according to the pshat, the first pshat that we said, that it means you'll use the money for a korban. Vachir is nekayach. Nachas roch alfon, a korban is a good smell for Eibishter, gives pleasure to Eibishter. Hepech mkaisi. Which is the opposite of anger. And we're talking here about Hashem taking away the anger from you. So here, what Rasha Zicha get abzogen klor, lefaisi bekorben. So why money? So Rasha should have said, you might think that you'll appease Hashem with a korben. Why does he have to write money? That money that you use to buy a korben. Unit meramez zayn avdem bitten vod bemam, not to be meramez, didn't mention the word korben here. He says money, and we're saying Rasha means the money used for a korben. So it's the korben. So first of all, any mitzvah you could say. Certainly, if it's talking about the korban, we should have said clearly korban. Wait, another question. According to this pshat, the main point is missing in Rashi. This main point here is, according to this pshat, that it means you might think you could appease them with a korban. So the main point is that a korban is not enough, but you have to do tshuva. So Rashi doesn't say a word about it. Not mention here that the korban is not enough. You have to do tshuva. So whole, I had no idea that Rashi just says moment. But hey, another thing, if you look in the simple meaning of the words, where is there even a hint The words that it says here, Layikach Sheichat, means that a korban is not enough and you have to have tshuva. Which is similar, is that it's missing basically a rasha, but in Chumash itself, all it says is Layikach Sheichat. How does that tell you that a korban is not enough and you have to do tshuva? All kinds of new things. Eich, another thing that Rebbe says, we can't zog a rasha zog be momen. We can't say a rasha uses the word that you might think that you could appease him with money. Because when we talk sheichat, a sheichat bribery by a regular person, usually it's money. So when the posik says sheichat, rasha says momen. You could have answered that. The whole kasha was, why does rasha answer momen? Because that's the common kind of sheichat that is given between people. So you use a lot lashon. You can't say that. Vorim, because like this. Number one, if I mention it for Sheikhat Vorim, even by people, sometimes it's not money. You could Sheikhat by words. You say something nice to him to make him feel good, and then you think that because of that, he'll overlook your punishment, etc., etc. So it's not always money. But the second thing is, Vikir, that's the main problem, is Blib the Shaila from Pusik. So we're saying like this. We understand why Rash, even if you'll answer the status, Rash uses the word moment because that's your normal. And that's why Rash says that the Pusik. But it said sheikhat, that meant money. But the question is on the pasuk itself. According to what we're saying, all these pshotim is the main thing is the mitzvahs. Elamai, since the pasuk uses the word sheikhat, so you could answer, Rashi, that's what Rashi picks the word. Meaning means you might think that you use mitzvahs to bribe him with doing mitzvahs. But since the pasuk uses the word bribery, and bribery is usually money, so Rashi uses money. So Rashi, you could explain at least this way somehow. That Rashi follows the word sheichat, and sheichat means money, so Rashi's money. But the pasuk itself, why did the pasuk say sheichat? Why did the pasuk mention sheichat? Pasuk should have said mitzvahs. Why did the pasuk mention a word which has to mean money, and then we have to have all these kashas? The beer bezetzer, the explanation is like this: the kavon and pirus Rashi do is meduyik b'sheidet. What Rashi means is meduyik exactly in the words that Rashi uses. Every word in Rashi is exact. Rashi says on the first words b'layisafonim. It will not show you any grace. Im tifreku eile, if you will throw off his yoke. Nitayne from the lishenus of parsha b'chakeis case, but he doesn't say a loshen like it says b'chakeis. Could have said, if you will not keep my mitzvahs, if you will not keep my chukim, all kinds of expressions. Why a strange expression? If throw off my his yoke, the Eibishter's yoke, must be that Rashi means something else. When the pasuk says leis upon him, doesn't mean when you're stam doing aveiros, you're not doing mitzvahs, you're doing aveiros. Rashi is telling you that's not what the pasuk is talking about. If you don't do mitzvahs or chas v'shalom, you do aveiros. Nazafal betman ma'meibish nukean in bench. In such a case, the Eibishter could be show you grace, show you is upon him. Eibishter could do that. Not only that. We ask the Eibishter for that. And the Kohanim bench is that. Ervet Kepes Zayin Kaisei. He, by Birchas Kenim, when it says, Yisra Hashem Pana Belech Rasha, he will hold back his anger. Yes. And when we're saying anger means that you did something wrong. So we're talking about doing something wrong, and the Eibishter is angry. The Eibishter could overlook that. Unit Manish Zayin, and he will not punish you. That's what the Pasuk means over there. Yisra Hashem Pana Belech, even though he's angry at you. So what is the Pshat here? Le Yisra Shponim, that he will not. So Rashi, no, do retzav in prika soil. Here we're talking about somebody who throws off the whole yoke of Hashem. Someone that shows, throws off the whole yoke of Hashem. He's not an eved of Hashem. The word yoke is always by an eved. An eved is a slave, a servant. So if you throw off a yoke, you're not eved Hashem anymore. On the contrary, I feel fright to Thomas Seville. This is a person who feels free to do whatever he wants. It's like a pasuk. It says, it's often you can have a person say, I will go in the will of my heart. I will do whatever I want. If them zog the pasuk leis upon, and a person like that, Rashi says, that's what leis upon him is. He will not show any favor to you. The Eibishter firtzich mitim bedigduk, when he's nit bevate. The Eibishter goes exactly what you're doing, and the Eibishter will not overlook it. Which right away, we have an answer to the stira between the two psukim. Over there, it's like Birchas Kenim, it says the Eibishter will show you grace, will show you favor, even though he's angry at you. Here it says not. Now we have an answer. If you do Averis, the Eibishter could still overlook it. But if you're not just doing Averis, you throw off the yoke of Hashem, then the Eibishter says Leis upon you. That answered the question. When the Hechrech of them Pirush is from close to Echon HaParashah. And what forces Rashi to say that this is the Pshat? Not only to answer the Stira, but it's also, you look at the whole Hemshir, the whole continuation of the Parsha, the way it goes, you see how this fits. What does it say? The Parsha Eipsuchon, the Parsha starts with the words, V'ato Yisrael mo Hashem alakech Hashem yivachkim yira. Now, Yisrael, what is Hashem asking you? All he wants is yira, the fear of Hashem. It's Rashi Mafaris. Rashi explains, like I said in the beginning, Afa Pisha Sisim Kolzeis, even though you did all that, he talks about all Averis. Eidene Rachman v'chibos Aleichem, his Rachmanus, his pity, and his love to you is still there. And all that you sinned for him, nevertheless, Eine Sheil Mekem, all he asks him, Lira. Now, even if you sinned, Beibishter will still overlook it. But as long as you have Yire, what's Yire? Yire is Kabbalah Soil. So right in the beginning of this whole section here, it's clear. From this parasha where it says, the Rasha that we just quoted, the Deibish, all he wants is that you should have Yira. And Rasha says clearly, the Deibish, even though you did all the Averis, he still will love you. Nor Armon Blaze. All he's asking for is Yira, to have fear, which is the union of Kabbalah Sale. On the Rebbe, therefore, when the posting zog behemshech says, when it comes in continuation to that, the posting lays upon him, he will not show you any favor. Mus men zogen, you have to say at the sretzrevig and amhepe from dem minyan. It's the opposite of this minyan, because to say it's that it means to say if you do averis, he won't be mas upon him. That's not true. It's just a Rasha, a few psukim before it says that even if you do averis, he still loves you. Elamai, he said, but there's a condition, you have to have yira. Oh, so obviously when it says here, lays upon it means when you're not keeping the yira. Eibes is heipich, es keni zayin liyira. If it's the opposite, and you don't have a yira. The fire is Rashi Mefarash, lays upon him, a tifriku eilei. Canal, that's what Rashi said. What does he mean? When is lays upon him? If you throw off the yoke. If you stam do Averis, the Eibishter still loves you, and it's possible the Eibishter will forgive you. Not only that we're asking, and for sure we can bench you for that, even if he's angry, but if you have, you throw off the yoke, that means you don't have any Kabbalah sale at all. You're completely not given over to the Eibishter. Then the Eibishter says, Leis upon you. That explains why Rashi cannot learn like other Meforshim. As v'leikach sheichad main sheichad mitzvahs. Why you can't learn that when he says you cannot give the Eibishter sheichad, you can't give him bribery, means you can't do a mitzvah, should take away the punishment for Aveire. While we Rasha learn them posik, the way Rasha learns this posik, ademadubir is vegna zavas by infeld and leira. Rasha learns that we're talking about a person that's missing Kabbalah Seil, he threw off the yoke, he doesn't have the yira, tifrako eili. But shinkanot nitzum afarish and demalikach sheichad. So now you can't explain that he doesn't take sheichad means adreibish nemt niton ken sheichad mitzvahs from aperekel. The deibish they will not take the sheichad mitzvahs of somebody through off the yoke. While azahavimine shemufra for leis upon him v'shet friya. That already we know is not. The posik already said before, but leis upon him if you're perekel. So if you're perekel, then leis upon him. Deibish doesn't. So how could we think that he might be able to give him sheichad? We just said the Eibishter will not give you to have any favor to you. So therefore, Rashi has to find something else, that there must be something else, that there could be a thought, as they can ufto naninya from peace, that after we say that you're a perekel and lays upon him, because you're a perekel, now he adds, and he does not take sheichad, must be sheichad that you have a habit that money could do it. That's what Rashi says. You might think that with money you could do it. The Rebbe didn't explain it yet. He's going to explain. But this is the point. The point the Rebbe is making here, that Rashi says, anything you're going to say, that if you're a perekel, we know for sure nothing will help. Because we said, leis upon him. There's one thing that still might think a person, you're a perekel, you threw up the yoke, and you still might think that you might get the Eibishter to overlook and the punishment you have, and that is by thinking that you'll give him money. Now, what does that mean? So the Rebbe is going to explain why giving money might be a thought that even if you're a perekel, this might help that Hashem should overlook the punishment. Why? Why would we think that money could forgive even if you threw off the yoke of Hashem? See, whatever Rebbe is going to say, you always ask, oh, so Rebbe has a new pshat. Again, where does it say in Rashi? Like he asked on the other pshatim, he asked, how could they say that he meant the korban meant this? It doesn't say it. But what the Rebbe is going to say, Rashi doesn't have to say it, because it's all understood from what Rashi said already before. And that we know the klal, that Rashi relies not have to say if something that he said already before, and a person with seichel will understand it himself, Rashi doesn't have to repeat himself. And like I said, Rashi assumes that everyone remembers what he learned and uses the brain to connect it to wherever it fits. If you only have a straight head, that's what Rashi, the Rebbe says a lot of times, is yosher, straight. If your mind is straight and you have a good zikud and you remember, you'll figure it out yourself. Rashi doesn't say it. If something that you can't figure yourself and Rashi, you want to say Rashi meant it, then he should have said it. The Rebbe always says that Rashi is written even for a ben chomish l'mikra, for a child. A child that remembers what he learned as a straight head, that doesn't know much besides what he learned in Rashi. We learned in the psukim before. So all those other mafarshim have new things that you want. Why would you think so? Why would you think that Rashi would have to say? But what the Rebbe is going to say, since Rashi said something before, and if you remember it, you'll be able to fill it here, then Rashi doesn't have to say it. And it's hinted in the words. What did we learn before? It says if someone killed somebody, he says, if you make it, you have to get killed. But if you shake it unintentionally, you go to Golas, you cannot take kefir. You cannot take redemption money for it. So Rashi leyifter b'mamon, you cannot take away his punishment with money. If an ox belonging to a person killed a person, it says the person who is the boss of the one that killed, of the ox that killed, he has to give redemption. So here again, we see that something that has to do with his life, money could redeem it. But the fun is moving for that to understand that by giving bribery money, it has a double contents. And a double effect. Number one, first of all, if you give someone money as bribery, the person who took it is meshuchet, meaning, why is he meshuchet? His mind doesn't work straight. He always thinks to benefit the one that gave it to him, since he got the money and he's gaining from it, so automatically his mind works. That's number one. But besides that, din der moment echatz kefer, money is used as a redemption. It should redeem and be an exchange for the person who's giving the money. Like in a case where the person really should die. So the Pesach says, don't think you could give money. Why would I think you could give money to save yourself? Because money will be an exchange for a person's being, for not dying, etc. In order they shouldn't take away your life, you could give money. So you would think that you could give money to protect your life. If you killed somebody, you could give money. Because Rashi brings that day, it's a kefir from Sheish HaRagonim. Rashi, so much so, brings an opinion when it says that if an ox killed a person and the owner of the ox has to give kefir, has to give money, so there is an opinion, how much money does he have to give? So one opinion, he gives the money of the value of the person he killed. Okay, that makes sense. You killed a person. A person has a value in halacha. So you give them money. But another opinion is that the opinion of Shemin got to be Mazik. You have to give the value of the person, the owner of the ox. Why would you have to give him owner of the ox? Why would, because the ox, the owner of the ox really deserves to die to a certain degree. And by giving money, it takes the place of your life. And the tam derif is moved. Now we even understand it al pesechel. It's mida keneged mida. It's measure for measure. Which number, like it says, "Badover Asher Zod Aleim." Chura, the inyan of mida keneged mida is not written. Is not traditional mikra, but it says in posik that when by the Mitzri and Yisrael said, and I know that they drowned in the Yamsuf, the Eibishter did it for what they did. They did drown the Yiddish kinder. The Eibishter drowned them. So we see the Eibishter works even up ipshat mida keneged mida. When the Alter Rebbe is mevaybe protis and Tanya became mitzvah tzedoke, like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya concerning tzedoke, as we baldur dem moment a yochel liknis chayin afshei. Why does Doka save you from death? Doka Tatsama Movis saves you from death because it's giving up your life. Because the money that you have, you could have bought life. You need money to buy food to be alive. So every penny that you give, it could have been used to buy food to give your life. So by giving money, you're giving your life. Weil der wie Rashi bringt mit etlichen Psukim weiter, Rashi says a few Psukim in the Parsha later, by Yikum Asher Agleim, it says, Negei Keirach, and they got swallowed in the ground, and they, the family, and Kol HaYikum Asher Agleim, all the things that make them stand on their feet. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Zeh Mameini Shalodim, that goes on the money of a person, Shem Amid Al Rav, that stands him on his feet. So all he's trying to show here is that money takes the place of a person's life. It is instead of the person. And that's what the Pasuk tries to tell you. But the question was, what could you think after the person is a paid kale, we said. And Bemela lays upon him. Hashem doesn't show any grace to him, doesn't show any favor to him. And nevertheless, he said, you might still think that you could give Sheikhat. That means the reason why everything doesn't work is because he's a paid kale. He's not, if you do Stam Avedas, they wish they could forgive. But if you're a paid kale, nothing will work. And still one thing will work. So it must be something that is the opposite of Peter Kale. In other words, you yourself didn't give yourself over to Abisha. You might think, I'll give something instead of myself. And what's instead of a person's self is a person's money. And that's what the Pasuk is trying to negate. By the Mabish and the Chaikh is the Faisi B'mamon. You can't appease the Abisha with money. About it, when you say you can't appease the Abisha with money, it doesn't mean to need to bavar and the Mekan, the Mabish need to unterkeif and chas v'shol mit b'mamon. It doesn't mean that you can't buy Hashem for money. Like other people, a person, you could, I don't know how to say it in English, you could buy him for the money, give him money and you buy him. You can't do that. That's not what we're trying to tell you. We're talking about what the money will do for the person who's giving it. A person who's giving the money could think, as Choshir is a paid kale, even though you threw off the yoke of Hashem, on his niti, he is not given over to Abishter. So instead of giving myself, I can give something that's just in the place of me. What's the place of a person? His money. Abishter will take it as redeeming of his nefesh, of himself. So the only thing you could think of that a person might think that he could, even if it's a payer kaila, nothing else will work, giving money will work because money is the place of the person. So the Pasuk says, no, he doesn't take the bribery. He will not take this redemption. Something else. If you're a Peter Kale, the only thing that will work, give yourself back over to the Eibishter. The only thing the Eibishter will take is you. If you give yourself over, then it's good. Then if you give money, it's a great thing. But as long as you're still a Peter Kale, you still didn't give yourself over, is lo yikach sheichat. The Eibishter will not take sheichat. And the only possibility which we thought maybe is mamon. And that's why Rashi says, the whole kasha was, why does Rashi mention mamon? Why does Rashi not say mitzvah? Because for sure mitzvah won't work because you're a peyra kel, according to Rashi. But the only thing you might think is mamon. So Rashi said, that's why, yikach sheichat, the only sheichat we can think is mamon. And it's not because the natural, normal way of sheichat is mamon. All these words, it's a new pshat completely. This will also explain what the Pasuk stresses. And Rashi also quotes from the Pasuk the words Layika. That was the kasha we asked. Rashi should have said moment, the word the Sheikhah to say moment, Faisim a moment. Why does he quit Layikah? So he says why, based on what we said before. Since the concept of money, giving money is like giving yourself, giving your life. Like Kabbalah sale, which is equivalent, so to speak, mitzad the giver, not mitzad the taker, mitzad the giver. No, the chesed is was eindik a peyra kel kenin in since moment you need verbeiten, but because you're a peyra kel, you can't exchange it for money. We said it's the only thing. See, the sinus moment is something that is as if giving yourself, but the peyel it's not. The peyel the Eibusha says you have to give up yourself, not your money. The far is dodi ad goshem a posin nital shel in amshelos anya the sinus hamoment. It's not to come tell you that the money is no good. Nor in them nit ongenumme werden als piers v'sheichat. The main thing is, it can be accepted. Giving money is fine. You should give money. But it's not accepted by the Eibishter. Giving money, you are giving something of yourself. But the Eibishter says, I will not accept it. You have to give more than that. You have to give yourself, not the money which is in place of yourself. So it's not that it's a chesoron in the money, it's a chesoron that the Eibishter will not accept it. The posik is matgich v'le yikach sheichat. That's that the Eibishter will not take it. It's not that the money, it's not the chesed and the money, but the Eibishter just says, I will not take the money for that reason. You have to give yourself, not the money. Everything certain things of Teir Mitzvah is Bashgocha Protis, is divine providence. Zetman, so we see Adarinyan, Adarabish, that Leisa Ponav Likach Shechet, see that this Inyan, that Hashem doesn't show grace and he will not take Shechet, state in Eichen Sof from the Pferdem Perik from Sichtovis. It's also written in the end of the fourth Perik chapter of Pirkiovis. There it's one of the things it says there is Shein Lefonov, that in front of Deibish, Lei Maso Ponim, Velei Makach Shechet. But Deibish is no such thing as showing, just plain showing grace, showing favoritism, and he doesn't take Shechet. But like the Seder from the Yesh Neagim to learn Pirkei Avos, called Shabbos Zakais, according to those that have the minhag, because the Alter Rebbe says some have the minhag to learn Pirkei Avos all Shabbosim of the summer, and Lepel, we have that minhag, the Rebbe instituted that minhag. So many years it comes out, the fourth Perek, where these words are written, is in Parshas Eikev, this Shabbos. On Dozetman, and here we see, as Dafke like Pirish Rashi, the way we Pshat Rashi, the way the Rebbe learned Pshat Rashi in Pshutus Mikro, that Musbur Maturis the Shaila will answer the simple, very simple question. Vos Tutu of the Mishnah from Posek HaMafurish B'Teire. What does the Mishnah add? And something that's clear in the Teire. The Mishnah says that Eibish doesn't have mass upon him and doesn't take Shechet. Some fetish of posik. So the Mishnah has to tell us that. So what's there? It must be the Mishnah is trying to tell us something else. Based on what the Rebbe learned Pshat in Rashi, on this posik, we'll see that that's not what the Mishnah means, and the Mishnah means something else. The Chiluk is moving up here now. Based on what they said before, we'll then see the difference between posik and what the Mishnah means. In Torah, Shteder posik in the minyan matzavati Yisrael Hashem lakech Hashem yimer. In Torah, this is written, this posik is written, in continuation, after he says that all Hashem wants of you is liyira, all other avedas he will still love you, as long as you have yira. But dosi machriach zalemi kanal, which forced us, as we learned before, to say adavadikach sheicha do kum talz hemshach zim kolosim mikabalosim alchashmaim. That when he says he doesn't take sheicha, goes behemshach to somebody who doesn't have kabbalah sale. That's what, and we're forced to say that because if you have kabbalah sale, you just don't do mitzvahs, you do avedas, David still forgives you. They could forgive you. And we ask him to again, he does forgive. So we said before that since the posik in the Torah is behemshach to this previous posik, that Hashem is only asking liyiro, that's why we say that not to take sheichad means, so we explained it before, that since you don't have kabbalah sale, you might think you give money, etc., etc. And the Faris Rashi, his perusha is like pshutu shlemikir, therefore Rashi, which he explains according to the simple pshat of the posik and the continuation of the psuki, he's mafarish for leisa ponim if you throw. But what does leisa ponim means? That if you throw off the yoke, we're talking here not about the person as avedis. Throw off the yoke, and leikach sheichad means lafayis b'mamon, that you don't think you can give sheichad and appease him with money, which you might think that'll be even if you don't have the oil. So the posik says not. That's the way the posik is written, and that's the way we said Rashi is forced to say because he learns pshut shel mikra. Sheinken in the mishnayis from Pirkei Avos, but in Pirkei Avos is different. Pirkei Avos on halt mil dechsedusa. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that in Pirkei Avos, these are things of Chassidim. Gemara says, if you want to be a Chassid, learn Pirkei Avos, follow Pirkei Avos, which means, the union of a Chassid means Lifnei Meshur HaSadin. We're not talking about a person who's bad and doing bad things. That's not what Pirkei Avos is talking about. So Pirkei Avos is talking to a person who's fine, and it's telling him extra. So we have to say that what it says in Pirkei Avos, that the Eibishter does is not mass upon him, is not showing favoritism, and he doesn't take sheichet. Kum taruiz bring anin yishen, he must be telling us something else. But again, it's Hashemer Teirei Mitzvahs. Pirkei Avos is talking to someone already to keep Teirei Mitzvahs. And it's telling to somebody, and if I lying for them, eich bilu dich sedusev. Pirkei Avos says there's something more you got to do. You're doing Teirei Mitzvahs fine, but you got to do something extra. So what does the positive, the Pirkei Avos mean? Not the way we said before, that you're talking about Peirei Keil, someone who doesn't have the yoke, etc., etc. That's the posik, and the posik must be that because that's the pshut shel mikra. But the Pirkei Avos means something else. That what does it mean? He doesn't take sheichat. With the Rambam zokt in Pirush Mishnayis, like the Rambam says in his commentary on the Mishnayis, that the Rambam says leikach sheichat means he won't take bribery. Hatovis, he won't take good things, which like mitzvahs, as bribery. And he says, what does it mean? K'meishe yasa odem elof tevis v'ro achas. Like imagine a person does 1,000 good things, but one bad thing. So we don't say that the Eibishter will forgive him for that Aveira because he does so many mitzvahs. Ah, he did the Aveira. So okay, The Eibishter won't punish him the Aveda. But since he did do Aveda, and he did 1,000 mitzvahs, the Eibishter would deduct one mitzvah. So instead of 1,000, he'll have 999. We'll give him 998. But he won't be punished for the Aveda. So you might think that's the bribery. You might think, I'll do a mitzvah. And since I did Avedas, I'll do an Aveda. And since I did mitzvahs, the mitzvahs will cover up an Aveda. We'll be deducted a little bit from the mitzvahs. Aval Yonash, he says, that's what the Mishnah says. No, it's not true. Yonash al zeis haro achas, the Eibishter will punish you for this Aveda, for this bad thing you did. And he'll give you a reward for all 1,000 mitzvahs. Don't mix the two. So Rambam says that's what Likach Shechet means. The Eibishter will not take Shechet. But who can make Layis upon him? Just like I said, Eibishter doesn't show grace. That means Shianash Agodel b'mailas al dover mut. The Eibishter will punish to be somebody who's great, has all kinds of mailas, but because of a small bad thing you did, he will punish you for it. But Shianash Meishar Abin Elva Shalom. Meishar Abin was punished for what he did. He had millions of mitzvahs. Ugmeil Esav Arosha al Kibud Avim. The Eibishter rewarded Esav for doing the mitzvah of Kibud Av, even though he had many avedas. Nebuchadnezzar, HaKovet Hashem Yisborah, the Eibishter rewarded Nebuchadnezzar for giving cover to the Eibishter. V'zehu inyan, that's what it means in the Pirkei Avot, Lemasa Ponim, the Eibishter doesn't have meant upon him. Those hayes, it means like this. The Rambam is telling you, Adacheshm for mitzvahs and avedas is not in Eifim for mischa v'chilufin, for mitzvahs and avedas. It's not like make a deal, and you're exchanging mitzvahs for avedas. Und es wird auch erob gerechnet, das Schar von ein Mitzvah, und der Mitzvah wird vergeben, der Reinisch von einer Weile. That all you do is take off the reward of one mitzvah, of the many mitzvahs you do, take away one, and the mele, you don't get a punishment of aveira. It's not so. No, jeder mitzvah und jeder aveira hat ma bazun des chai veinish vazich. Every mitzvah and aveira has its own reward and its own punishment. Yeah, shleimer me atayimim of them. And the reason could be said, why is it like that? The gather for mitzvah and aveira is by state need blazes a yirvir kun genuf tu benigay da badam abakayim. The concept of mitzvah and aveira is not only what effect it has on the person. If you say it's an effect on the person, so it's one deal. You have one person. There's good things that happen, bad things. So you could say, well, you have a lot of good things and a little bit of bad things. So the bad things are taken away because you have good things, because we're looking at the person as one unit. But the gather a mitzvah is, the concept of a mitzvah is like this. Kiyum rotzim elyon, doing what Eibishter wants as an inyan for itself. And the gather of an aveira is eivera rotzim elyon. The concept of an aveira is that you're transgressing the rotzim, the will of Hashem. The mail is yeder mitzvah aninyan latzmi. So every mitzvah is something for itself. The same thing in aveira. Every aveira is an inyan for itself. But in them, goof is in France, but we do have two nyonim. We have a lay mass upon him, a lay mekach shechet. So we have the Eibishter in this inyan, when we apply this concept that he doesn't exchange a mitzvah for an aveira, has two protim, two details in it. Mass upon him, that the Eibishter doesn't do that, and he doesn't take shechet. Meaning, the chilik bepashas, which is mass upon him, mekach shechet, the simple difference between these two expressions is, Mass upon him means der vitur was kumt mit zad mailas odom. Mass upon him usually means, you don't show favoritism. You would show a certain person favoritism. So that tells you that no matter who you are, you could have the great mile of the person, the Eibishter will not show you favoritism. And he will not exchange the mitzvah for an avei. Makach sheichat kum mitzvah tachshibus from the mdover and the makach sheich means the taking means depends what you give. But you could say, well, I give a big, imagine if I give a lot of mitzvahs, maybe that will exchange for avei. So that's what sheikhad, giving sheikhad means giving something. So the two expressions, one means that the greatness of the person will not change, that because you're so great, the Eibishter will forgive you. And also if the things that you're giving is the great thing you're giving, the Eibishter will not forgive you. That's not change. Same way is what effect it has on the judge. These two things, meaning mas upon him tutuf, if there would be mas upon him, like by a judge, there is such a thing, but not by the Eibishter, by the judge. Tutuv, what does masapani mean? That he shows favoritism, shows grace. As the mensch's maila vet nit gimine to gravle. Looking at the person. Like this, a person did a navle, did something wrong, so his greatness is minimized. Er is nit gechete, mloshe chesed. If you give sheikha, if you do something, in the eyes of the judge, he doesn't look you as a sinner. And the word chet means a sin, but chet also means missing. He doesn't look at you're missing. It's not true. That's not what happens. The Eibishter does look. He gives you the schar for the mitzvah, but he knows that you're missing something with the aveira. But if he would, to have a meaning that you might think it does take mass upon him. So one thing is that you would think that the Eibishter doesn't look at you as the person that you're missing something because you did mitzvah. So he doesn't look at the aveira as being some lack. And sheikha tutuf, And what does giving sheichad means? Like we said before, masa ponim is on the person, but the person is not minimized in the eyes of the judge. And giving sheichad means that what you did should be taken away. So when you say that you might think you could give sheichad, means that the maisa, the act, the bad act that you did, the bilti rotzon, should be bought and upgemacked and erased, bought by the mitzvah. So we say the Eibishter doesn't do it. And that's what the Mishnah tells us. The mentions verbunden mit dem Eibishter wird nicht ausgeglichen durch Hamitzik nach der Beire. The connection of a Yid to the Eibishter does not get evened out for a mitzvah against the Aveire. And the Aveire wird nicht upgemacked durch Hamitzvah. The Aveire would not be raised by a mitzvah. And in both ways, sign mass upon him, not in the eyes of what the level of the person is, and not because the Aveire itself. That's what the pasuk says, but there's two things. But like upon them so far, so it comes out that this is a different thing with the rashis, with the pasuk. The pasuk according to rashis talking about a different thing, that you can't wipe out prika sale through giving money, and the mass upon him is a different thing. It's that if you're a perikel and you nothing will help. Now he says not even the giving money, and the mishnah is talking about something else. He's talking about the exchange of mitzvah and aveira, and in both ways mass upon him and sheichat, that the Eibishter doesn't do that, etc., etc. Then the Rebbe adds that mitvet neich vashneim, but the Medrash zok that shuvah is anyin v'sheichad. This will explain why the Medrash uses the word bribery and shuvah. Because the Medrash, the Loshon is, atanetel sheichad narashoyim b'il mazeh. That we're saying to the Eibishter, yeah, you take bribery from the Rishoyim in this world. What's the bribery you take? Shuvah, ma'isim tevil mitfila. You do shuvah, you do good deeds, you daven, umesayim, and the Medrash ends off, asu tfila v'tshuvah, do tfila, and do shuvah, and that'll be the bribery, and the Eibishter will take it. Why does he call tshuva bribery? So he says, "Well, the uftu from tshuva is bein arechach for mitzvahs. Tshuva is much higher bein arech, no comparison to mitzvahs. But we learned that in Chassidus many times. There's no comparison to mitzvahs. Tshuva is much higher mitzvah. The best proof is that tshuva erases anything that was wrong in the fulfillment of mitzvahs. You missed a mitzvah, you did an aveda, you were aver and alesis. Tshuva forgives. So tshuva is b'chal higher than mitzvahs." And in our case, not nor in them was mizmevater. In our case, tshuva not only that the Eibishter foregoes, overlooks. Besides that, their odem is geworden about tshuva, and not only the Eibishter is mevater, and the person became about tshuva. Nor was he mach eich iber the maise bil tetev. We said before that if you do take sheichad, it has two accomplishments. The Eibishter doesn't do it, but when you take two, it does two things. Like about the person. If you take sheichad and the mass upon him part of it, the person still stays in the same level that he was before, doesn't minimize his level. And the maaseh that you did is not there anymore because the mitzvah overgave it. Elamai Debesh doesn't take it. But by tshuva, Debesh does. So that's what he says. Tshuva is the real sheichad. We said before that mitzvahs, trying to exchange mitzvahs for aveiras is sheichad. And Debesh doesn't do that. That's what the Rambam said in the Mishnah. So how does Debesh that could take tshuva? Because tshuva is not an exchange for mitzvah naveira. Tshuva take, the Eibishter does, because it does change the person. It changes the person. First of all, the Eibishter is mevater. Mevater, because it's higher than mitzvah. Mitzvahs cannot cause it. Can't say, because I did the mitzvah, so my aveira goes away. But if you do tshuva, yes, it does take it away. It's mevater, it foregoes, the Eibishter overlooks. The rodem is geworden about tshuva, and two things there. The person became about tshuva. So it take affects the level of the person. Not like a mitzvah will not do that the level of the person stays great. It doesn't. Nor was he macht echiber the maise biltitev. By tshuva, it changes like the maise, which by mitzvah, say, my mitzvahs will not change the maise aveira. But tshuva is the real sheichat. The sheichat which Debishter accepts. And it changes even the maise biltitev, a maise that's not good. Where do we see that? Zimach is deinis shgoges. It makes the aveiras that you did maze it as if you did a b'shegek. As it says in the Gemara, human the order that Rebbe brings, tshuva meir, if you do tshuva out of fear. Nochmer is deinis kezochias. More, if you do tshuva meave, out of love, then the mitzvahs that you, the aveiras you did, the mezid, turn into like mitzvahs. Nochmer, then there's a higher level, deinis kezochias mamish. Now that they turn in, the aveiras, the mezid, turn into like mitzvahs, but they become mamish mitzvahs. And then the order that Rebbe says, so there are three levels here, which Rebbe obviously doesn't go into the three levels. He says, Baruch HaBevir Dar Geselu, to go into what the three levels are, look at the Sichas, Chelik Zion, Omed 1, 3, and then he brings all these sources and everything else. But Tshuva is Takeh, a sheikhet. It's called sheikhet because it accomplishes what sheikhet accomplished. But the Mishnah says mitzvahs will not do that. But something higher than mitzvahs will do the two things that sheikhet does. But this is a good sheikhet that the Mishnah accepts.